the last one we were in, that I were into, this boy, well, I knew the boy and the girl well, and he was a good friend of mine, and they had rented a house down at Pine Harbor, right on the coast down here. So we went there that afternoon. They were going to move in late that afternoon and spend the night there. And they had brought the stuff down, and they had friends there putting the bed up and everything, getting everything in place, you know, before they come in. And we taken the bed rails out of the socket, you know, mm-hmm. on the post, and just fixed them up where they just hang there, see. All the way around that blame bed, the head of the bed was against the wall. That was the only thing that was keeping the whole thing up. And I remember so well, we had got under the house, and we knew just what time they were coming in, and we got under the house. And she said, well, I'm going to straighten up the everything in the kitchen and fix it like she wanted, you know. He said, well, I tell you, he says, I'm wore out, says I'm gonna go on to bed. And boy, you never heard such a racket in your life. When he hit that bed, it hit the floor.
Hey, Lord. Did y'all come out then and start your serenade?
And he said, now we let him talk a little bit. And he says, he didn't know just what was going on. And he said, there's something wrong here. I said, where is my gun? My pistol, is what he said. And she said, I don't know where your pistol is. And boy, we started out then. then he realized what was happening. It was for about an hour there, you couldn't hear yourself think. There was a bunch of us in it, boys and girls, you know, good friends of theirs.
If somebody lives in the Brown's house, and someone comes along and asks about him, you say, well, he lives, what, the Brown's?
I don't think I understand the question.
He's a tenant of the Browns?
Yeah, right. He's a tenant of the Browns, lives in their house. You say, well, you know where the Browns' house is. Well, he lives...
He lives down here in the, about a half a mile in this big house on the right. So you would explain the house as well as you could.
What if the person already knew where the Browns lived?
Next door to the Browns, I guess, if it's or either the house or one of the Browns owns the house. I suppose a tenant is used to it for anybody that's renting from another person, isn't it? Or is it?
Well, what if he lives in their house? So he's a roomer in their house.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
In the house that Brown's living?
Right.
That would be a
bowler,
wouldn't it?
No, I would think so, yes.
I thought you meant renting off of a separate house.
What do you call the kind of party that young people have where they have music and they get out and move around the floor?
A square dance? Well, any kind of dancing, but there used to be a lot of that here, square dancing, you know. Somebody in the neighborhood